This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And now, the main course, the part of the show where we talk about food.
And today, Brendan, we're going to talk about the stuff that makes food worth eating.
Another wine segment. I welcome it.
No. Salt is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that makes you want to drink wine, so okay.
It's an excellent thing in that way. It's also the magical seasoning that actually brings out flavors and spices in food and actually makes it palatable.
That too.
We were talking about this around the office, and we realized we didn't know much about salt or how it does what it does or how best to use it. So I sat down with Eric Schultze. He is a science writer and senior scientist at Memphis Meats in the Bay Area. They are developing cruelty-free meat grown in a lab, among other things. I first asked how and why humans came to grind up what's basically a rock and put it on their food.
We probably got this idea of eating a rock out of the ground. This is going to sound really weird. We probably were accidentally tasting our own sweat and realized it was salty. And then we probably ate meat. We've been eating meat on this planet for about a million years. And some of it probably tasted salty. And you could watch a deer go lick a rock in the ground, and you could put two and two together that maybe that was contributing to the saltiness. And all it took was someone to lean down and lick that rock.
Yeah. And then you're like, now if I kill that animal that was licking that rock, put the rock on the animal, fry it up, now I'm really talking.
You got it.
Humans are insane.
We're the best.
The best. So this is a food segment, scientifically speaking. What is the biggest piece of advice you would give me for deploying salt in my kitchen?
Rico, you're not using enough salt.
Now, that seems counterintuitive to me. Isn't salt bad for you?
Well, from a health perspective, yes. Too much salt can be very bad for you. But if we're just talking about flavor and taste, most people are under-seasoning their food and could definitely use way more salt than they currently are.
Okay, so let's say I'm going to cook a steak. How do I use salt to make it taste as good as possible?
So you should do what's called dry brining, or it's effectively just liberally salting both sides of, say, your steak, for example.
Okay.
And then allowing that salt to effectively soak into the meat.
But I mean, like, how much?
So in general, I say if you're using kosher salt, you should just see specks of pink shining through the salt.
So the meat is white with salt?
Yes.
That's a lot of salt, man.
It is. It is a lot of salt. So what you want to do is liberally salt the whole thing and then shake off almost all of it. And then what's left is stuck to it. And it should be wet, by the way. It should be starting to soak in. And then that's when the magic starts happening.
What is that magic? What's happening?
Well, by that magic, I mean science. And what's real cool stuff's happening at the molecular level. The sodium and the chloride separate.
Okay.
And the sodium ions go to work. Chloride plays almost no role in this process.
Hell with chloride.
To hell with chloride.
Yeah.
The sodium is very small. And so basically it can go anywhere it wants. But what happens is muscle is insoluble. It cannot dissolve in water.
Okay.
That sounds really weird. But if muscle could dissolve in water, we would just be a big bag of like protein mush. So we have to dissolve that muscle. So the way we dissolve muscle is with salt. The sodium gets in there and it starts a whole process of dissolving the muscle into its component proteins. Those muscle proteins then play with all the fats, release wonderful flavors and aromas and things that we call delicious meat when cooked.
So the salt makes it possible for the proteins to mix with the fat. That's where the flavor is coming from.
You're exactly right. The salt unlocks the ability for the muscles and the fats to get together to make sweet, sweet molecular love to the fat.
That's a very obscene thing that I'm doing all of a sudden in this kitchen. So you do this for how long? I put on the salt? Do I just throw it on before I put the meat on the grill?
It depends, really, right? Everything in science depends. It depends on time and temperature. So the equivalent distance a sodium ion has to travel from like the surface of a piece of steak, let's say it's an inch and a half thick, to the center, is like you trying to walk all the way to the moon.
It's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while. At room temperature, hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, if you've got something to do, you can salt it, you can dry brine it, and you can throw it in the fridge.
Okay.
For 6 to 8 hours if you wanted to. That's it.
What if I wanted to cook chicken instead?
Same process. In fact, chicken's even easier because their muscle fibers are smaller and a little bit more soluble. And also the concern of, for example, pathogenic bacteria, like you're having raw meat sit out with salt on it, actually will probably prevent most of the bacteria from growing. The salt would inhibit that.
Wow. Is there anything salt can't do? Can I use it for armor? Or?
You could. You'd be the heaviest knight on the planet. That would be your name, Sir Heavy-a-Lot.
Does it matter what salt I use, by the way? If you have like, you know, one of those fancy pink ones.
If you like the taste of metal, by all means, use fancy salts. What gives them their color is the same thing that gives like a diamond its yellow hue or brown or whatever. It's the impurities that are trapped inside of the salt itself are usually metals and minerals that are found from those like areas. Now, some people like that, but in terms of its characteristic chemical, it's just sodium chloride. There's no difference. So you might as well just use a really good high quality kosher salt.
So I'm paying all that extra money for basically polluted salt.
Right. You're paying for the impurities that got trapped inside the salts. So it's great marketing.
Eric Schultze, senior scientist at Memphis Meats.
Enrico, you said his whole deal was he's creating meat in a lab.
That's correct.
Is that right?
I know, it's pretty
interesting. So he should create something with a protein structure that dissolves more easily so you don't have to salt it as long.
That's pretty good. Or how about create a meat that's already salted, right?
I like it. Okay. Well, how about a meat that bleeds ketchup?
That's perfect. With the skin of a bun.
How about meat that uses a turn signal once in a while?
Now we're beyond the pale.